Welcome to this podcast of Chapter 10, IS/IT Benefits Management and Realization, from the textbook Strategic Information Systems Management. Key learning points. IS managers are being put under increasing pressure to justify the value of corporate IT/IS expenditure. The constant quest for the Holy Grail continues, as existing methods and approaches of justifying IT/IS expenditure are still failing to deliver what they were intended to deliver, and the decision-making process is not as objective and transparent as it is claimed or intended to be. The poor returns that many organisations experience from their investments in information systems gives rise to what's been termed the productivity paradox. Vast investments failed to lift productivity. Within the academic literature, there is an abundance of diverse, diffuse and available studies, including end-step guides on how to perform IT evaluation successfully. While these models and frameworks are often simple, attractive and illustrative, they tend to view IT evaluation as rational, objective, with a strong technical focus, and ignore the incremental, serendipitous and subjective nature of information systems. The traditional, formal, rationalised view of evaluation assumes that it is possible, before an IT project commences, that managers and evaluators can determine the outcomes of an IT investment project proposal. Knowing the outcomes, an objective decision about whether to allow a project to go ahead can be reached. Many evaluation methods and decision-aiding tools are based on this model. For example, based on a net present value (NPV) technique, one can tell immediately whether to invest in a proposal, e.g. an NP number that is higher than zero implies the investment is worthwhile. Many criticisms have been raised of this formal view of evaluation and the evaluation aiding methods it employs. Some key criticisms to the formal rational evaluation methods are: they neglect the qualitative aspects of investments. They favour short-term views on investments and thereby disfavour long-term infrastructure investments. They neglect the establishment and discussion of risk factors in investment determination. They are susceptible to manipulation and inappropriate scientific use and historic ways of working rather than addressing and responding to the social view of evaluation. On the basis of these criticisms, new evaluation perceptions and methods for IT evaluation have been constructed. Methods have been constructed that include the intangible aspects of the investment, the notion of an investment lifecycle, that assess a portfolio of IT investment, that include risk assessment, and so on. However, none of these methods explicitly address the political, strategic requirements aspects of IT evaluation. Benefits management is one such method which attempts to address this and other issues in a logical and defensible way, following a prescribed journey.